Indeed, the Lord would encourage you this day, my people. Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not be fearful, says the Lord. For wickedness is coming upon the earth, and men's hearts are failing them through fear and unbelief. But the Spirit has come into your life that you may wax bolder and stronger. As the world becomes weaker through fear and strife and violence, so you become stronger in me, says the Lord. For I have ordained that you should stand in these last days, separated from this world and the course that it is taking. I have separated you unto myself, that you may be a holy, redeemed people, for my pleasure and my glory, says the Lord. For I am here with you, says the Lord, where two or three are gathered in my name. Come, believing today. Believe in me, believe in my promises. Believe that I am well able to do all and more that you ever could begin to imagine or conceive. But remember, says the Lord, that the way I move in your life and in this church is not the way that you always think or plan or see. And that is why I call you to walk by faith. For all the saints of old who have been pleasing to me have walked by faith. For it is by faith that you are redeemed. It is by faith that you overcome. It is by faith that you are healed by the stripes of Christ. My people, do not listen to those things around you. Do not listen to those false reports. There are many false reports that sadly come from the circumcised. But I would not have you to put your ears to any of that, but to put your ears to the Word of God, to my voice and my leading, says the Lord. For I am bringing you together in unity and oneness. I am bringing you together that you may love one another with the love of God, that you may have care and devotion for each other, that you may pray one for another, that you may serve one another and be those servants to each other. That is what I am calling you to and for. For that is where the light will shine in these last days. For I call you as shining stars to light in this world of darkness. But that light is through your unity, your oneness, your love, your care, your devotion. For if you love me, then you love one another, says the Lord. Yes, even love unconditionally. Yes, you are not all made perfect yet. Yes, you still have some of these corners and blemishes that need to be worked on. But love will look over that. Love will believe for the best. Love will endure. Love will confess the positive over each other. And that is what I am working in this fellowship. Because that is what will stand in the last days. For the love of many is waxing cold. The love of many are pursuing wrong things. They are looking to wrong things. They are looking to false leaders. They are looking to the arm of the flesh, thinking that that will give them love and security. But it does not, says the Lord. Only my love, which is anchored upon the Lord Jesus Christ, will stand and suffice in these last days. So draw from me, says the Lord. Draw from me, and I will strengthen you in those weak areas. I will strengthen you in your weakness that is made perfect, so that my glory will be seen. For the world must see this glory, for they are looking for a false glory. They are looking for a false leader who will come upon the scene. And he is soon to rise up and deceive the world and many, and if it were possible, even the very elect. But I have opened your eyes that you may see. I have opened your eyes that you may discern, that you may know what your warfare is, not with flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. I, the Lord, am opening your eyes to see. And every time I open your eyes, my grace is sufficient for you. For yes, I know it can be troublesome. Yes, sometimes it can break your heart. It can cause your emotions to run riot. But I, the Lord, provide. I, the Lord, sustain and anchor and keep you. And I am your all sufficiency. You need nothing else in this life except the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in your life in his fullness. That is how I have come to you in these last days. Of my fullness you have received, each one of you. Believe this, draw upon this, stand upon this. I have given you my word and my promises, for they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and you need nothing else, says the Lord. And as things become harder, and it gets harder and harder, and it will, my people, so I will provide. I will provide in the wilderness. I will provide in those dry times. I will provide when they turn all their back on you. For who are they persecuting? Who are they coming against? Not you, but me, who lives in you. And if I receive rejection, persecution in this life, you will also. But rejoice, look up. Look up, says the Lord, for your redemption draws nigh. Do not listen to these false reports, but only listen to the report that I give you. For my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, says the Lord.